Okay, so we're starting the fifth parak of Perkei Avos with the Ruach Chaim, and it's the introduction to the parak that Reb Chaim gives is unbelievable. I think it has in it the fundamental principles of Reb Chaim Volozhiner's hashkafa, you know, from many places. A lot of the fundamental principles are there. So the Mishnah says like this: "Ba'asar ma'amarais nivra ha'olam," that the olam is based on 10 ma'amarais. Was created with 10 words of Hashem. Uma Talmud loymar. Why did Hashem have to do it that way? V'haloy b'maymar echad yocholi barois. It could have been created with one word. Ella. It's giving importance to the world. So it's coming to give to punish the wicked people who have destroyed the world that Hashem put so much quote unquote effort in creating with 10 statements. So what it's saying is that the world was created with 10 ma'amaris. And that, wow, that means Hashem really put forth the effort into creating the world, right? And you're going ahead and destroying it, so you deserve much more punishment, etc. The Chaim Volozhiner is now going into a very, very deep explanation of why the world was created in this way, what's the purpose of certain things that we see in the world, and what's the job of Rishoyim, what's the job of Tzadikim, and based on that, why everyone gets the proper reward. And in that conversation, in that discussion, he reveals certain concepts that are very fundamental to his whole hashkafa, okay? Very powerful stuff. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner says like this. He says that really what I'm about to tell you really should not be discussed in public, but since it's already been brought to the attention of the people through the Zohar, so I'm allowed to now analyze it a little bit. Okay, that's his introduction to what he says here. Now, based on that, I'm not really going to claim to really fully understand what he's talking about. But we'll just explain it a little bit, what's no get to us. So he says like this. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu really created a beautiful world for us to enjoy and for us to use it to get Tzchar, to come closer to him. That was the purpose of the world. There was one koach of Ra that Hashem put in the world. That koach is the koach of going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, he says like this. The way Hashem made the world is like a set of gears. Okay, this is a mashal I'm giving. He doesn't give this mashal. But it's like a set of gears. Okay, you could have a very, very large gear, and then, you know, when each one moves the other one, right? That's how gears work. And you have a little circle here, and all of a sudden you move the little circle here, and it moves the top circle a lot, right? Because you moved a little bit here, that moves the next one. So he says the world is set up that way. The most kadosh world is up in Shemayim, and there's no ra there at all. That's the world of kvoidoi v'atzmoi. Of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Hashem kind of made worlds and levels. And he always says in Nefesh HaChaim, he's Maris has been this a little more. Each world is like the Nefesh for the world above it, meaning it's giving Koach to the world above it. So basically what happens is, there's a Hashpah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it wouldn't work for Hashem to make a physical world from where he is because it's too far apart. It has to go in levels. So Hashem made 10 levels until the bottom level is purely physical. And each level was a little less physical. Okay? And the koach of Ra, he says, is not apparent in any of the worlds except for this one. There's a shoresh. There's a little bit of a tinge of it from the beginning, but it was zero. It wasn't tangible. It wasn't even visible in the first world. It was barely visible in the second world. You couldn't even like, in the third world, it became like, until finally in this world, it's more powerful than the Tov. The Ra is stronger than the Tov technically, right? If you what?
How many worlds are there, or doesn't say?
I think 10. But I don't know exactly if he says, if he speaks it out here. Okay. Now he says like this. When you get to this world, here, let's pick it up. If you guys have the, I sent it in the WhatsApp, the first page. So in the middle of the first paragraph, it's the 9th line, I think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The 9th line of that first paragraph, he says, "Uba'olamot shehem yoter lamata," the worlds that which are more physical, you know, further removed from Hashem, "nimtza ktsas hisnotitzus ra," there's a little bit of ra, "at sheba'olam atachton," until you get to our world, "kimat kulay ra," it's full of evil. So how is it overpowered? Lule rachme abore yisbarach, Hashem ad rachmonos, asher gavar chazdoy abruav, he made a tremendous chesed, livra es ha'odam, offer min ha'adama. In this physical world, he created man, vayipach pa'apav nishmas chaim, and he put one piece of spirituality in that man. Now that piece of spirituality is our neshama, koyach ruchni, that's a power of ruchnius, of spirituality, kolul mikola ilamais. That spirituality it has in it the spiritual force of all the worlds. So we're in the most physical world where evil is powerful. Hashem put one spark of even the highest world down into this world. That spark is a yid's neshama. Me'olam atachton at olam ha'elyon yoyser elyon. The worlds are all connected through our neshama. So our neshama is like the bottom gear. If you move it a little bit, really, you're connecting all the way to the top, because in it is kolo, the kochos of the entire bria. Koach ma'asif l'chol ha'machanois. It's a koach ma'asif. It's a koach which is overpowers and connects, umbrella of all the worlds. Shrafim, Ifanim, Chayus HaKodesh, even the angels, Verakia Shagabi Roshe Achayus. Vehu, Yisavik Vyulchomim Koyachara. What's going to defeat the evil in the world? If the evil was created in the world, what's going to defeat it? The only way to defeat it is by connecting to the upper worlds, that in those upper worlds, evil doesn't exist. So if a person can bring down into this world the koach of the upper worlds, because the upper worlds and those worlds, the evil doesn't exist. So you basically are going to bring down and say, you know what, this world, it looks like there's evil, but I'm going to actually connect. I'm going to look at the evil and say, I don't even see you, because I'm really connecting to a higher world. In that higher world, you don't even exist. And through your actions, you can get rid of the evil completely. This is the tremendous line here. Okay, this line is unbelievable. The creation and the existence of evil is only created. The koach of evil was created in the world in order to be destroyed. Hashem had to create evil in this world for no other purpose other than to create a challenge for us to destroy it. So the reason the evil was created was only for the purpose of being destroyed. Okay? So it's like if you're a trainer, right? If you're a trainer, so you're training up. Right. There's a boxer. Okay? So you create this, you know, this like robot to be against him, to be against your guy, because he's got a... So the reason why you made this, doll or robot was so that the guy who's practicing should beat him. That's the point, although, because he needs practice, right? So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Koach of Ra in the world only for it to be destroyed. What's the purpose of it being destroyed? So that we grow through the process of destroying it. That's how we grow. So we grow because we're in a world that there's a challenge. The challenge is the evil. the way to overpower it is by connecting to our neshama. The neshama is connected to a world. In that world, the evil doesn't even exist. Okay? So that's what he says. Now, he says these are the psukim in Tehillim. Bezesh Amar David, Befrayach Rishoyim, we say Friday night, right? It says, Befrayach Rishoyim Kmo Esev, Vayatzitzu Kopali Oven. Look around in the world. The Rishoyim are growing like trees. Befrayach, they're growing, they're blossoming. The Rishoyim are blossoming like trees. Kopali Oven, the people that are doing evil are growing. And this is the evil koach. Vimi Apollo, and a person could have a pella, could have a big question. Madua him tziamam tzizakoach. Why is it true? Why did Hashem Baruch Hu make this evil? So the answer is the end of the pasuk. Al zemitaret lihisham dam adayad, to destroy them. That's why they're created. That's how you read the pasuk, right? Before Hashem kumaisav ayatitzu kopal oven. Why lihisham dam shmad is destroyed. Lihisham dam to destroy them adayad. Okay, Ratzalomar Iker Koch Bria Saral Lahit Vavan Hoyle Hashmidam Litin Tzchar. And that's but the Tzadikim are not like that. The Tzadikim is Tzadik HaTomar Yifrach. They're growing like a Tomar, they'll last forever. Okay, now this is the first fundamental principle. These are already like four principles he already taught us in this Mishnah. Okay, number one principle is that the worlds are all connected. It's a process how the world became, you know, manifest. The physical world is just a manifestation of the most physical reality, but really there's a lot of the worlds are created in a form of spirituality, and like gears, we have in us a little bit. The neshama is a spark of the upper world. The evil was only created to exist in this world to be destroyed, and the way you destroy it is by bringing into this world the koach of the upper world through connecting to the neshama. This is the concept of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Okay, now that he says here, it's fascinating because you know Reb Chaim Volozhiner is the Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. You know, so you think this is all in the Chassidish Sfarim, and he's coming to say, you know, no, this is the fundamental principles. This is Yesodos. Okay, now then he says like this on the next page. He says, in a tremendous point, he says, that could be, b'hiyos she'ha'adam kolul mikol ha'olamos, hare ha'kol toloi be'emes ba'adam. Since we have in ourselves, we're connected to all the worlds, so really everything is toloi in our behavior. Ve'al yo'imar, and a person shouldn't say, hey, I'm nothing, you know, what could I do already? I'm one little person. What could I do? He said, no, what could you do? You are connected all the way up there. So like in our muscle with the gears, if you take a little tiny gear on the bottom, that will move the highest, biggest gear all the way on the top. As a matter of fact, that gear on the top, there would be no way to move it if you tried to move that gear itself. It's too heavy, right? But if you can move this little gear, which is easy, you move it like this, that moves a little bigger one, which moves a bigger one, which moves a bigger one. That's the whole system, right? So that's the way we're set up. We move a little bit down here, all of a sudden we're connected all the way to the upper worlds. So he says, every action a person does is connecting himself to a place much, much higher than what he's doing. Okay? So he says, on the second page, he says, it's like our actions are like a dot in the middle of a tremendous circle with a big radius. So you have a dot in the middle and the radius is sticking out to all the sides. He says, if you move that little dot a little bit, you're not just moving the dot, you're moving everything off completely. So we're really connected to everything. So in the fourth line of that paragraph in the next page, he says, Kena Adam, b'chol inyan tov, ose, any good deed that he does, Matish koach harami gufoy. He takes away the evil that exists in him because he's connecting to the tov. V'aydekach mismay tara boilam. And then he's by doing that he's taking away the koach of ra in the world. Uvechol olamos benasim misukanim. He's fixing everything. V'chein lehepech. But the truth is it's the opposite as well. Poigim kulam umoisif bohem hara. Okay, so there's obviously a lot more to talk about this. This is the introduction to his introduction to the fifth parak. Okay, so he's introducing the fifth parak here, and we are introducing his introduction. So this is like I said, there's like four or five concepts here. So tomorrow we have to get in a little bit deeper. I left you a little bit hanging over here, but we'll get a little bit deeper into, you know, how this plays out. And it sounds like, you know, okay, this Kabbalistic stuff or whatever, but we're going to see how this actually is a tremendously powerful motivating force to do mitzvahs and to be the way we're supposed to be. So let's pick that up again tomorrow, okay?
Are we going to learn about the class 8:15, or do you want to keep it at 30 going forward?